If you are able, please stand for the reading of the Gospel. Gospel according to Mark, chapter 7, beginning with verse 24. This is the word of the Lord. Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it, yet he could not keep his presence secret. In fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an impure spirit came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek born in Syrian Phoenicia. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. Jesus said, "First, let the children eat all they want, for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Lord," she replied, "even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he told her, "For such a reply you may go. The demon has left your daughter." She went home and found her child lying on the bed and the demon gone. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Grant us understanding and application in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Diane's one of my favorite people. I wish she could say the same about you, Fritz. Love doing ministry with her. Good time. Yep, definitely one of my favorite people. Misha's one of my favorite people. Hi, Misha. Yeah. Let's see, who else do I have around here that's favorites? I'll be in the doghouse if I don't say something here. Bonnie's definitely one of my favorite people. Ethel. One of my favorite people. Does the work of 10 people. She's just amazing. Trying to think here. Who else do I got that's a favorite person here? Gotta have a few favorites, you know. Brian's one of my favorite people. Brian, this is for you, man. This is a roll of pennies, 50 cents. Don't spend it all in one place. My favorite people. The Samaritan woman at the well. Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Prostitutes. Those who were diseased, sick, deaf, dumb, and blind. Lepers. Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes. Religious leaders, the rich man, poor people, the Roman centurion. What did these people all have in common? They were people who were different than everybody else, but they were all people who were loved by Jesus. People on the fringes of society, people who were outcast, people who were not part of the chosen people. All the Pharisees and the Sadducees were, but the Roman centurion wasn't. Zacchaeus wasn't. Those lepers. But Jesus loved them. He treated everybody the same. Treated everybody the same. Jesus did not play favorites. Had he played favorites, people would have begun, you'd have started wondering, do I fit in? Does Jesus love me the way he loves other people? I mean, I went around and I played favorites. Those of you that I looked at and didn't go to, how did you feel? Were you sitting there saying, I want to be one of your favorites? I want to be, or were you sitting there saying, don't come near me? But do you remember what it was like to pick up sides for a team, for a game? You're standing there, a whole bunch of group of you, and the two kids step forward, usually the two most popular or the two best players, and then they started picking up sides. And you could just feel the pressure because you knew you were going to be one of the last ones to be picked. How did that feel? Not good. It's not good to be left out. to be overlooked. You feel bad about yourself. You have a poor self-image. You feel like you're not worth anything. And Jesus said, don't do that. Don't treat people that way. Don't play favorites. This woman who came to Jesus here in Mark 7, begging him to heal her daughter, she was not one of the chosen people. She was a Greek from Syria, Phoenicia. And Jesus said, I can't take the bread from the children's table and throw it to the dogs. In other words, I was sent to the Jewish people first. I'm here for them. And my healing power is for them to show them the way. And the woman, knowing that Jesus was full of love and compassion, says, even the dogs under the table eat the bread, showing that even though she wasn't one of the Jewish people, she wanted to be part of his love. And Jesus says, you're right. That's how it works. And because of her faith, he does not show favoritism, but he gives her a blessing. There's so much in that. You know, he didn't say, demon, be gone. He didn't go to her house. He didn't give her a prayer shawl. He just said to her, okay, your wish is granted. The demon's gone. Man, I'd love to look into that sometime. How does that work? But anyways, don't show favoritism. Jesus said, you must love one another as I have loved you. And Jesus didn't play favorites. To be sure, we interact with other people, some people more than we do with others, right? Because we're related to them, we have things in common, we're on the same committee. There are reasons that we interact more with each other than with others. But showing favoritism, making sacrifices for somebody, going out of our way for somebody, loving people more than we love others is wrong. It says in James chapter 2, verse 1, my brothers and sisters, believers in our Lord Jesus Christ, which is us, you must not show favoritism. It goes on to say in that chapter that if you do show favoritism, let those who have ears hear, if you play favorites, it's a sin. It's wrong. Now, we've got a real problem with that, don't we? We shouldn't be playing favorites in our families, playing favorites at work, playing favorites in church, playing favorites in the community, in the neighborhood. We should not be showing favoritism. So whether somebody's rich or poor, clean or dirty, tattooed or not tattooed, whether somebody's skin is black or white or red or brown or polka dot, whether somebody is educated or uneducated, whether somebody is talented or untalented, whether somebody's male or female, young or old, American or un-American, it doesn't matter to God and it shouldn't matter to us. This is a real no-brainer today. We get it, don't we? We're not to play favorites. It doesn't matter where a person is coming from, what they believe in, what they act like. We don't play favorites. We love them with the love of God because that's how we were loved in the first place, by Jesus himself. So the way Jesus loved us, he's saying love others. And if there's something wrong with them, something broken with them, God will take care of it. It's up to us to love them, to accept people. Because if we play favorites and love some and not others, we're going to reject those other people. They're going to feel rejected. They're going to feel like they have little self-worth. They're going to have a poor self-image. They're going to ignore our message about Jesus. But if we love everybody the same way, then people will feel accepted around us. They'll feel safe. And they'll listen to what we have to say. There was a saying on, how many people here on Facebook? Oh, well, this is a more hip service than the first one, okay.
People put all kinds of phrases and sayings and stuff on Facebook, and there's this one that comes by that says, I was raised to treat the janitor with the same respect that I give to the CEO. And I love that. There was a professor who was giving his class a final exam. And it was a long final exam, and he was a hard professor. It was a lot of multiple choice, essay questions, true, false, fill in the blanks, long final exam. And at the end of the exam, there was one question for extra credit. And everybody needed the extra credit. And the question simply asked, what is the janitor's name? What is the janitor's name? Do we play favorites? Do we look down our noses at other people because they don't fit what we think they should look like and act like and smell like? You know, Bonnie and I went and looked at this dog Saturday at El Equipa Humane Society. Just a pup, 7 months old, 85 pounds. It's a mastiff, big dog. Supposed to get a lot bigger. Friendly dog. We went and looked at it, you know, and I went into the room, and they brought the dog into the room. This woman was helping us. Her name was Shannon. And she brought that dog in, big black dog, and she ran over to me and jumped up and licked my face. And I'm like, yes, yes. Dog ran over to Bonnie, jumped up, started to lick her face. She's like, no, no, no. She's like Lucy in Charlie Brown. Dog germs, dog germs. She likes to pet the dogs, but she doesn't want them to lick her. Me, I'm all about puppy breath and licks and kisses. So we're going to get this dog Tuesday, I think. Give it a home. It was a runaway, and the owner doesn't want it back, and it's nothing wrong with it. It's a great dog. Big. I'll have to buy a big shovel. Yeah. But the lady who took care of us, she was a nice-looking young lady, attractive, tall. And when we left, we're on our way home, and I said, you know that lady that took care of us? She goes, here it comes. And I says, well, she was a nice-looking lady, all except for that ring in her nose. She had a ring in her nose. Just, what's up with that? I'm sorry, does anybody here have a ring in their nose? You, oh, no. No, I'm not talking about the one you and I put in when we go home. Just, yeah. But I have to admit, I looked down my nose a little bit because she had a ring in her nose, you know. Bonnie said, well, I knew that was coming. We do that, don't we? We look down our noses at people because they're rich and we're not, or because they're poor, because they're dirty, uneducated, ignorant, ill-mannered, because they dress funny, because they wear their pants halfway down their butts, because they have rings in their noses. We look down, and God is saying, don't do that. Don't judge a person from the outside, but love everybody. Do not play favorites. It's a no-brainer, but it's not easy to do. The Holy Spirit fills up our hearts with agape love. When we look at somebody and we look at them and we say, huh, checked shirt, dark blue shirt, glass, not my style, man, you know. You know, it's just, what are those, khaki pants?
Yeah, they are.
Are they? They match your shirt. What color are those pants? Khaki, correct, just. This haircut, jeez. Hey, did you ever hear this man play the tunes? He can play the harmonica and sing. He's got a lot of gifts. We have to learn not to look down our noses at people and to love each other with the love of God, which means you will do whatever is in a person's best interest at that moment, regardless of the cost to yourself. That is agape love. That's how we are to love one another, the way Jesus loved us. Jesus in John 14, 15 said, if you love me, you'll obey my commandments. And he's telling us, do not play favorites. So we need to pray about that. We need to pray that we don't play favorites. We need to ask people to forgive us for ignoring them and looking down our noses at them. God didn't play favorites with us. So let's repent. God loves you, and so do I.